Hello everyone, welcome to Business Life. Coming up in this bulletin, Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Esiema, signals the end of disinflation as the Monetary Policy Committee begins meeting to review the economy.
The prolonged disinflation phase has ended indeed, and inflation is now returning towards the target band. Whether that return reflects orderly normalization or the beginning of a more persistent change in the outlook.
Also in this bulletin, Standard Chartered Bank offered lowest interest on loans to small businesses for the month of May in a new Bank of Ghana report. Plus, minimum capital requirement for foreign investors eliminated as new Ghana Investment Promotion Center Act receives presidential assent. We have details of these and more for you. Thanks so much for your time. I am Pius Kujubaka, looking at our stories. Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Esiema, says the country's prolonged period of disinflation has come to an end, with the Monetary Policy Committee now assessing whether the recent rise in inflation is temporary or signals a more persistent shift in the inflation outlook. Details in this report.
Speaking at the opening of the 131st MPC meeting in Accra, Dr. Johnson Esiema said, despite the increase, inflation remains below the Bank of Ghana's target band of 8% plus or minus 2 percentage points and well below the 13.7% recorded during the same period last year. Dr. Esiema said the committee's key task this week is to determine whether the recent increase in inflation represents a normal return towards the central bank's target range or the start of a more sustained inflationary trend.
The prolonged disinflation phase has ended indeed, and inflation is now returning towards the target band. Whether that return reflects orderly normalization or the beginning of a more persistent change in the outlook is the central question for our meeting this week. Now on growth. Growth has held up quite well, and this trend is expected to continue. The economy expanded by 6.4% in the first quarter, up from 6.2% a year earlier, with the GDP deflator easing to 4.1%.
Dr. Esiema further warned that renewed tension in the Middle East and rising global oil prices could pose fresh inflation risk for Ghana as the Monetary Policy Committee begins deliberations on the country's monetary policy stance.
Renewed hostilities around the Strait of Hormuz have since reignited volatility in energy markets, with Brent rebounding above $85 per barrel earlier this week. The persistence of elevated energy prices has slowed the anticipated pace of global disinflation and prompted several central banks to reassess the timing of further easing. The renewed volatility also reinforces the importance of the scenario analysis that this committee undertook earlier in the year. For Ghana, as a commodity exporting yet energy importing economy, these developments reinforce the need to assess carefully the extent to which external cost pressures may influence the domestic inflation outlook.
The Monetary Policy Committee is expected to announce its latest interest rate decision at the conclusion of its meetings later this week, with markets closely watching whether policymakers maintain the current policy stance or signal a shift in response to evolving inflationary pressures.
Professor Patrick Esuming is an economist. He joins us for a conversation via Zoom. Thank you very much, sir, for joining the bulletin. Now, in your view, what are the key indicators that will indeed tell if this is a temporary or a persistent shift?
Good evening and good evening to viewers. Thanks for having me again. So I think one of the key indicators you want to look out for is whether there's been a shift in the inflation expectation on the back of the recent upward tick in inflation. So because the inflation expectation is more like a leading signal about what is coming up. So the BOG conducted its own survey of experts, financial experts, and other people to get a sense of what the inflation expectation is. So I think it's one of the first things that they will be looking at. But in terms of the broader issues coming up, I think the fact that the Middle East problems seem to be not to be coming to an end, and there's also been some uncertainty about exactly where we are going from here. I think that is something that they really have to, you know, keep an eye on.
But does this change the outlook for Ghana's disinflation path toward the 8% target? Are we looking at a delay?
So I think currently we are still way below the minimum of the medium-term target. And we've seen that the price seem to oscillate a little bit. Some weeks seem to be going up, some weeks seem to. So I think there's too much noise for you to read, especially on the international side, because every time there's a sense that there's an agreement coming, you see the prices recede a little bit. And then the next time, you know, the hostilities resume and they move on. So I think it's, at the moment, it's difficult to make much of that. But even then, you see that the variation has been within a certain range. Mm. And even what we have seen so far, I don't think we've seen the full pass-through effect. At the last reading, you realize that the transport had picked up a little bit, and the fuel, the component that contains fuel is still picking up. Those takes a while before we see its full impact go through the economy. So you get a sense that there's still some upward movement coming our way. How much? I think what helps is that we started from a very low base, 3.2, 3.7, it's quite low. So we still have some room, even if the upward pressures continue, to still be in the target that has been set.
But given this shift, what should the MPC do as they assess the health of the economy? Would they keep the policy rate hold, hike, or what?
Well, based on the information we have on the economy as it is, you know, keeping the rate unchanged seems like the most likely outcome. Because of the uncertainty, I don't think they should resume the easing. I think they should keep it on hold. But at the same time, I think it's too early to start raising the rate, given that even though there's an expectation that the inflation will continue, we are still way below the target. So as the governor said, so far, both the GDP number as well as the last higher frequency data that they've shown show that the economy is still relatively strong. So while from businesses, they might think that, you know, they need a further boost. But I think given where we are and the fact that there are no obvious substantial weaknesses from the real sector, perhaps it's a good time to keep the rate unchanged.
I see. But how much room does fiscal policy have to help in this regard? Can government spending constraint help BOG, you think, or will fiscal pressures make the job harder?
Well, I think based on what the numbers we've seen so far through the first quarter, and we will get a better update when the mid-year budget is read. But based on the numbers we've seen so far, you see that when the revenues have slightly underperformed, the spending has been restrained. So what that means is that at the moment, the fiscal side is not putting any pressure yet, because the expenditure has been restrained up to this point. So you get a sense that, you know, if you are talking about the fiscal side supporting, I think it's a little bit of a far-fetched. I think what they can do is to help the containment measures, and not and so far it appears that that's what is happening.
So what's that one policy mistake Ghana must avoid right now to prevent this from becoming a prolonged inflation cycle?
I think we should just avoid reacting to short-term trends. I think we should take our time You know, there's so much uncertainty and things are moving today. You know, things are moving, essentially oscillating. And you know, I think the governor is right when they say you have to take your time to see whether there's any change in underlying inflation. And they do have, as you mentioned, they have the inflation expectation, but they also do have the more relatively more stable core inflation measures that extracts the more volatile components. So if you take a good reading on that, it will tell you whether underlying inflation is beginning to pick up on.
Very
so
well.
That, you know, you don't want to do one thing and quickly have to reverse. That doesn't send a good signal.
That's fine. Finally, what would be your expectations ahead of the presentation of the media budget this Thursday?
Well, I think you get a sense that the government will continue keeping the fiscal discipline that it has shown so far. So I'm not expecting anything dramatic, anything unexpected.
Professor Patrick Esuming, thank you very much for your time here on Business Life. I'm grateful you could make time to speak to me. Now, let's talk some banking story, because Standard Chartered Bank offered the lowest interest of 11.03% on loans granted by commercial banks to small businesses in May this year. This was captured in the latest annualized percentage rates released by the Bank of Ghana. Details in this report.
Among the 23 banks that were assessed in May this year, based on data supplied by all the commercial banks, Standard Chartered Bank offered the lowest rate of 11.03% when it comes to interest paid on loans spread over a year. For loans that will be fully paid back in 3 years, Stanbic Bank emerged as the best place, as the bank asked SMEs to pay an interest of 13.34%. Ecobank offered the lowest on loans spread over 5 years, with a rate of 13.97%. However, in the same category, there were commercial banks that were offering interest on loans by as much as 33%. According to the Bank of Ghana, the annualized percentage rates, APR, reflect the true costs of a loan that economic agents are confronted with anytime they go through the process to secure a loan facility. This comprises of the Ghana reference rate, the bank-specific rate, as well as the risk premium and other bank charges. The Bank of Ghana was, however, quick to add that a customer of a bank may be faced with other rates that could be different from what it has publicized in its data. Central Bank in the past had argued that the regular publication of these rates could go a long way to help reduce lending rates in the country.
To one of our top stories, the system whereby foreign investors are required to provide a minimum capital before establishing a business in Ghana has been eliminated and reformed. This follows the passage and the assent of the new Ghana Investment Promotion Act, which seeks to reform the investment climate of the country. Speaking to Joy Business on the Development, Chief Executive Officer of the GIPC, Simon Maji, said the new system will open the country wider for more investors. He spoke at the closing ceremony of a five-day investment promotion workshop organized for the staff of the center.
For investors who've been complaining about the minimum capital requirement, that has been eliminated, you know, by the passage of the new law, except for trading. Those in a trading enterprise, they must now bring in a cash amount of $500,000. No longer goods, but cash amount of $500,000. But for every other sector, it's been liberalized and it's open, and they must also follow some of the local content rules. So these are some of the key highlights of it. We'll have a national investment registry. We are also going to encourage Ghanaian businesses who have expanded in country to go abroad, to expand their operations abroad. The objective is ultimately to create some of the global businesses that we see around by encouraging our Ghanaian businesses to do same. And those regulations will also come up. There's also an interesting part, which is setting the tone for investment by citizenship, working with the Minister of Interior to come up with the modalities for that. All of these are in the new act that has been assented to by the President. But this makes us an authority. We've been promoting investment and we've also been regulating investment. So the authority is just to reflect the true nature of the work that we've been doing for all these years. But ultimately, we cannot say that Ghana is open for business without reforming our basic investment law. And this is what His Excellency the President has done.
Hello again. Welcome back to Business Life. Board Chairman of the Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies, Gabriel Kumi, is urging the government to remove all taxes on liquefied petroleum gas to make the product more affordable and accelerate its adoption across the country. Speaking to Joy Business on the sidelines of the Ghana International Petroleum Conference 2026 in Accra, Mr. Kumi said the current 18% tax on LPG has significantly increased its cost, with heightened geopolitical tensions expected to push prices even higher in the next pricing window.
Of course, the LPG price has taken a hit. It's going to go up a little bit, not too high. I think it's just about 3-4%. But that is still too high for consumers of LPG, because the LPG is a daily product that we need the ordinary Ghanaian across the country to consume LPG. And you see, the consumption of LPG comes at a cost. It has price to it. So if you really want to really capture a lot of your population in the consumption net of LPG, what you really need to do is to take measures to bring the price as low as possible. Unfortunately, government taxes continues to be on LPG. We have COMAC has advocated over the years for the price of LPG to come down. We will continue to push that advocate that taxes on LPG are nuisance taxes that must be removed.
Businesses across Ghana's mining, construction, agriculture and manufacturing sectors are expected to gain improved access to heavy equipment financing through a new strategic partnership between Ecobank Ghana and Mantrack Ghana. Speaking in an interview at the signing ceremony, Regional Head of Corporate and Investment Banking at Ecobank Ghana, Henry Ampong, explained that the collaboration is aimed at helping local companies preserve working capital, execute contracts, and strengthen Ghana's industrial growth agenda.
Ghana has signed a strategic partnership with Mantrack Ghana to provide flexible financing solutions that will enable businesses in mining, construction, agriculture and manufacturing to acquire Caterpillar equipment without straining their cash flow. According to the Regional Head of Corporate and Investment Banking at Ecobank Ghana, Henry Ampong, the initiative is designed to strengthen local content by helping qualified Ghanaian businesses access the equipment needed to execute major contracts, create jobs and retain more infrastructure projects within the country.
Based on our long period of working together with Mantrack in Ghana and other markets in Africa, we came up with this program where we can identify successful Ghanaian-owned businesses that have won contract, which otherwise, but for the equipment base, they wouldn't have gotten it. To give them the required support for them to source this equipment, we will provide the financing solutions. The more these Ghanaian companies are able to do this work locally, we also empower Ghanaian from a technical standpoint. We create job opportunities. The contract process will stay in country. It's in furtherance of the government major infrastructure agenda, the big push. And we think that if we collaborate well, this can help Ghanaian businesses to scale up and control the major highs in the sectors that I've mentioned.
Managing Director of Mantrack Ghana, Pierre Hill, said the partnership reflects both companies' shared commitment to accelerating Ghana's economic growth by expanding access to equipment financing.
The collaboration for us is quite meaningful in terms of the objective for us to also grow the economy in Ghana. Mantrack Ghana has been established in Ghana for the last 89 years, and our objective is to grow the economy of Ghana as well and to further enhance our footprint within Ghana. So we believe that the partnership entrusted with Ecobank will achieve that objective going forward, where we can stimulate and further grow the economy of Ghana.
MTN Ghana, as part of its corporate social responsibility initiatives, has commissioned an ICT and robotics center at the new Asafo MA Basic School in the Asokwa municipality of the Ashanti region. Details in this report.
Which was converted from an old and poorly equipped information and communication technology block, has been furnished with 33 all-in-one computer workstations, refurbished desks and chairs, as well as robotics training equipment and kits and other modern learning resources. The intervention is expected to significantly enhance the teaching and learning of STEM-related subjects, while also extending benefits to other basic schools in the Kumasi metropolis. Wireless. Ni Adote Mingle is the general manager for the northern sector of MTN Ghana.
This is not simply an ICT lab. It is a STEM learning center that will introduce our pupils to the technologies shaping the world they will inherit. That is the kind of gap the foundation has created to close. The robotics and STEM education are essential for preparing students with future-ready skills to thrive in a rapidly evolving technology-driven world. A functioning ICT and STEM center does more than teach children to use a computer. It is expected to help them demystify science and technology at an early age, promote creativity, critical thinking, and serve as a catalyst for innovation while fostering coding and digital literacy skills in interactive ways.
Senior manager of the MTN Ghana Foundation, Robert Kuzo, revealed that the project forms part of the foundation's commitment to bridging the digital divide by ensuring that children in rural and underserved communities have the same educational opportunities as their peers in urban centers.
I mean, what we see here today is under our education initiative. We want to bridge the digital divide with this intervention. I mean, STEM is now an area everybody is talking about. MTN itself is an engineering company, and we are doing this to also empower the younger ones so that they can take after us.
Head teacher of the new Asafo MA Basic School, Gabriel Inchi, expressed profound gratitude to the MTN Ghana Foundation for the intervention, describing the ICT and Robotics Center as a major boost to teaching and learning.
We are very impressed for what MTN Foundation has done for us. We pledge to take very good use and care of the facility. We will make sure we maintain it as it is and then protect it, use it fully to benefit the students and the pupils around Asqua. And as Oliver normally says, Oliver asked for more. We ask that MTN should continue to extend their help to the school and to the schools around us.
Francis Mensah's report for Joy News.
Thanks so much for being part of Business Life for today. I am Pius Kujobaka.
Was brought to you by